we roll on with Sports Talk. It's time now to jump to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline for a Tennessee football practice report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage as we say hello to Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys, doing well. Jeremy Pruitt met with the media already a couple of times here today after the first part of the week being shut off from the media because of the bye week. There was no Monday noon press conference, no players on Tuesday, but we got them both here earlier today. Jeremy Pruitt said that the football team returned back to practice this week on Monday, and we'll have Friday and Saturday off heading into the weekend, and we'll come back and practice Sunday and Monday before Tuesday. We'll be off for Election Day. Jeremy Pruitt spent some time discussing a little bit of some injuries, said that cornerback Bryce Thompson is playing with a torn pectoral, but it's healing on its own, so he's not 100% healthy. Offensive lineman Wanya Morris, who was out on the field working out prior to the game against Alabama when we were getting up there in the press box, he did not play. Jeremy Pruitt said he probably could have played, but he was still a couple of days away from being healthy and being feeling like they could have him in a good spot to get out there. But really, it's been all kind of like a fall camp again here during this bye week, and that's normal. You often go back and you practice on the fundamentals. You try to sharpen up your tools, fix the mistakes. Jeremy Pruitt said that earlier in practice on Monday, it was Brian Maurer and Harrison Bailey who were getting a lot of reps at quarterback as the team was trying to focus on some players who did not play a whole lot against Alabama. So that's kind of the state of the bye week right now. Jeremy Pruitt again met with the media at noon. That video and audio should be up on our website at 991thesportsanimal.com. And Pruitt will have a virtual appearance on Fall Calls later this evening, 8 o'clock, right here on The Sports Animal.
Eric, in terms of what Pruitt said, he really went into detail about the defensive backs and how their communication has been lacking, right?
Yeah, he said that it's very uncharacteristic of that group because they've all played a lot of football. I mean, pretty much they're all upperclassmen. Trayvon Flowers, this is really his first year in a starting role, but he has played a lot of football, bits and pieces of the past two seasons outside of being injured. Jalen McCullough was there the back half of last year as your starting safety. We know about Alonte Taylor. We know about Bryce Thompson. Know about Kenneth George. Know about Sean Schamberger. So all these guys have played football. Jeremy Pruitt did say, again, he's said a couple of times, not trying to make excuses, but that unit was probably hit the hardest in terms of quarantine. So there's been guys shuffled in and out of the lineup dating back to fall camp, and then some injuries have played a role in there. So maybe that has a little bit to do with the communication and the lack thereof. This team this unit really has seen a lot of blown coverages and busted coverages. And that's something that, again, that this has not really been used to with this unit. So he thinks getting those guys back together, practicing all together, I think this bye week will help them out a lot. And he does believe that he hopes that can improve because, again, this is a veteran unit, a unit that's played a whole lot better. He says that he believes this unit can play a whole lot better, but really he said that's a microcosm for the entire team. He believes this team can play a whole lot better, but they're kind of getting in their own way.
Kervarius Crouch, what did he say about the handling of players?
He said you're going to go home. You just got to be smart. Don't be selfish. Wear your mask. If we remember back over the summer, I believe it was the 4th of July weekend, Jimmy, and you know, players were back in June working out and kind of getting adjusted to this new COVID era and how to deal with it in terms of working out and practicing. And Jeremy Pruitt allowed them to go home over the weekend to see their families. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But, again, this is a pandemic, and so it's a little bit different this year. And when the team returned, that's when they started having all their positive tests. And that was really the start of it. Jeremy Pruitt has said numerous times that he's learned that they've learned a lot of lessons that they, have put into practice and learned from that. And so Kervarius Crouch, when asking if players are going to go home, you know, how are you dealing with that? And he just simply said, don't be selfish. You've got to wear your mask. If you're around people, you've got to wear your mask. If you come back, you're going to be around our team, and that's going to affect all of us. So he believes that the leadership on the football team has kind of taken that direction and really been motivating the entire team to wear a mask and be protected, essentially, when you come back. Because, again, this is typically when you get a little bit more free time. The practices are usually intense during the bye week, but you get a couple of days off, you get a long weekend, and some of these guys will have that long weekend to go home and see their families.
Tight end Jacob Warren is from Farragut. What did he say about his progression?
Yeah, Jacob Warren said that his senior year at Farragut, he weighed 205 pounds, and that's what he weighed when he got here at Tennessee, about 205, 210. Said he's now bulked up to about 245 pounds, and that, you know, when he was recruited initially, thought he might be more of a pass-catching type guy. And, of course, he spent a little time on defense as well. But Jim Chaney comes in. The offense is a little bit different, and he has to put a hand in there and learn how to block. And he says he's continued to learn how to block, that if he keeps his hand placement correct, his shoulders square and his feet moving, that he's going to be okay. He said he believes that he started to make a name for himself a little bit in this offense because he's gotten a lot of run here lately. He is now the starting tight end. He started the last couple of games at that position alongside Princeton Fant, who's still playing a lot of tight end as well. But Jacob Warren believes he's still a work in progress, but the more he plays, the more he is getting comfortable, and the more he is trying to step up and be a leader. And he said that he has ease with talking with his fellow, you know, linemen, quarterbacks, running backs, whoever it is on the offensive line. He feels like he has ease in talking with them now because you kind of have to. When you're out there on the field, you got to step up your game, both on the field and in terms of being a leader. And Jacob Warren is continuing to progress in that. He says he's a work in progress, but he's excited about the progress that he has made so far.
Any other news and notes?
That'll do it again here for today. But Jeremy Pruitt tonight, 8 o'clock on the Sports Animal, will make a virtual appearance on Vol Calls. Today's Tennessee Football Practice Report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
Eric, we sure do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great night, a fantastic show in the morning, and we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And that is a Tennessee Football Practice Report.